It is Joe and Mackenzie, and not to bring the vibe of the room down, but I kind of am upset at Liv the Web Girl, and I wasn't even that upset until, I don't know, just before the show started, like an hour before, I found out that last night, how do I even phrase this? Okay, I thought that I had to be manscaped. I'm kind of a hairy dude, and I guess manscaping's the bad word. Like, my private area, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that I got a little back hair, a little, like, shoulder hair. Like, I'm like Sasquatch, pretty much, legit. That's just how I was genetically blessed by our Lord. That being said, my wife helped manscape me last night because there's a certain spots of the body that I could not reach. I am not, you know, a basketball player with long arms. So I'll tell you right now, Mackenzie, I'm smooth like a baby's butt if you want to touch. But
I've said it before and I will say it again. Lindsay, you are a saint.
She is. She does the thing that no human should do.
I just don't understand how I get involved in this.
Well.
Like, why am I involved?
Once again, not calling you out for not being the promptest text or replier person on the show, but I did text last night. Let's just check because I don't know the exact thing, but let's see. Joe and Mackenzie group chat. I said, hey, 9:43. I said, I'm wearing gym shorts tomorrow. Is that cool? I don't have swim trunks.
I had no idea as to what you were referring to. I was so confused. Now I realize what you're referring to, but I was like, why is Joe trying to wear swim trunks to work tomorrow?
And like no response at all. I'm like, well, I'm not going to bother her. So it's like, okay. Then I get a text this morning at like 5:15 or so. And we're almost all rolling in. And it's like, oh, hey. Yeah, you don't need those. Most people that do that are naked. I'm like, excuse me? I'm going to be nude later today?
We should preference what we're talking about. I'm not just randomly talking to Joe about being nude. We are all going to a float tank today, which if you don't know what that is, it's like where it's salt water. And you go into these separate rooms and you either float in a pool or a pod or something and you float in salt water, almost like you're floating in the Dead Sea. And it's supposed to be extremely relaxing. It's supposed to be very good on the muscles, on the joints.
And Jewel Daddy did it, right?
Yes. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, set it up because he went with a coworker of his because his coworker swears by it. And then like he's always dropping that his like girlfriends on a radio show to see if he can kind of get like free things. And they were like, oh my gosh, you should invite all of them to come check it out. Like, I'm sure they'd love it. So yes, now we are all going. What does that have to do with shaving your back?
I thought we'd all be in the same pod together or that we'd all be in the same room together.
And you were like embarrassed.
And I did not want you all to see me. I don't care. You've seen my moves before. I don't care about my movies.
Many times.
Yeah, I've seen them a lot.
No,
like a stripper.
It's very private. Well, the one I've been to, like on the West Coast, all of them were very private.
See, but I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure we're all each in our own room. And I'm pretty sure you go nude.
What?
Is that right?
You're naked?
I mean, I did mine. I was on TV, so I had to wear some suit.
Okay.
But I feel like preferably you do go nude.
Whoa.
Because it's like you're reborn. You're free, and you just soak, and you lose weight. It's like weightlessness. And
is anybody just in the room when you're nude?
No, it's just you. And there's usually it's warm, and there's calming music. It's
and
just going to be a euphoric
dim the lights
experience.
If you want.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like and I appreciate when my wife and the hairy guys out there know the struggle. When your significant other does help, you know, manscape you, if you don't like all that back hair, wherever you got hair on your body that you just, as you get older, you don't like. The thing is, last night we had another fight. My wife and I had like two fights in a week. And this one, you know why it happened, Liv?
What?
If I would have known this one, because The Bachelor was on. She's like, you ask me to shave your back during The Bachelor?
Well, now I feel like I'm in a fight with Lindsay. And now I have to apologize to Lindsay. I feel very involved now.
P.S.
And I don't want to be.
Bachelor drama coming up in the tea.
Okay. And there's one way you can fix this. So I'll actually talk to Lindsay. Do you want to make things right?
If it has anything to do with your body hair, maybe not.
Okay, I was going to say you can shave my back next
time.
No,
no, I'm not doing it.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I do look forward to doing a little bit of that
you
soaking.
You need to get
though.
A wax. Just go
no.
get your back
Mackenzie,
waxed.
God bless
Box
you.
Box of shame.
No.
Yes.
No.
Box of shame. Box of shame. Box of shame! Done.
Do you realize I've had my back waxed before and I'd say way worse things than Kelly Clarkson?
I got a girl for you. I got a new girl. If you can get your, if we can do, I do a Brazilian everything.
Hold on.
If
hold
I can
on,
do that,
quick.
You can do your back.
Wait, you've done, how often do you do a Brazilian?
Just every like six weeks,
I've never gotten one before, and I'm thinking about getting
first
one.
First of all, don't judge me for my belt. I keep it as like a weight loss motivation. I know it's
what
old and busted, but my point is this.
I'm not looking.
No, no. My point is this. No, no. My point is simply
what
this.
Is
okay, no, ignore the busted belt. Like, see how, like, hair I am in the front?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll show you the back. Like, imagine this whole thing with hair everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Your back looks like a baby's body.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But if not,
you
it would look like.
Just shaved. Oh, my gosh. I
think
can't
he just
even
wanted to
a
show
hairy
it
back.
Off.
Oh, you mean show this off? Oh,
okay,
oh,
now
that.
He's flexing and it's
sorry.
Very awkward.
I have limited muscles.
Well, Lindsay did a nice job on your back.
She did.
It was
we
very
actually
nice and smooth.
It was we had to retire the clippers. They started smoking. So I have to get new ones. So yeah. All right.
Actually I'm worried though, because I don't know if the salt water is that gonna like irritate your skin now because it's like so fresh.
I don't know. Now you scared me.
You'll be okay.
Okay.
You're tough.
Anyways, sorry about the headphones there. Joe's Need to Know News, that is coming up next. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, a huge petition. What are people trying to get done? We'll tell you about what 1.5 million people want to have happen, they've signed up for. And I'm not just saying this to say it and to hype it up. The best ice cream flavor that I never even would have thought of is apparently going to be coming. We don't have a lot of details about it, but it involves one of the best cereals of all time.
Ooh.
To give you a little bit of a clue. You got a guess? Maybe tweet us, Joe McKenzie. You'll find out after Maroon 5 Memories. Then we'll get into the song of the day.